The Mirror were reporting this story. It's a 21-year-old from Tampa in Florida has spent more than $12,000 having a third breast implanted into her chest. Yeah, there are pictures in the Mirror of her in a trikini with basically three boobs on her chest. It's, I don't know. Her name is Jasmine Tri-Devil. I suspect she wasn't born Tri-Devil, but has changed it. She's done it, basically for reasons of fame and get a reality show. Let's talk to Jonathan Stierno, who's a consultant plastic surgeon who has a practice in Birmingham. Jonathan, morning to you.
Morning, Bernsie.
Has anybody ever come to you and said, I'd like a third breast, what can you do for me?
Strangely enough, that hasn't actually happened yet, no, and I don't think they should come to me if anyone's out there who does want a third breast, no.
Have you seen the pictures?
I have seen it.
What do you make of it?
It's quite alarming, it's a shame that this is the sort of publicity that plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery gets, but that's clearly why she's done it. She's done it for publicity, and it's worked.
Well, it's worked spectacularly well. All sorts of people are talking about it, I suspect, this morning. How she managed to get it done, I would have thought this would have been against some ethical medical code, or is it different in America?
Well, you would have thought so, that it would be against the surgeon's own ethical codes. I mean, we all have our own ethics that we have to work within. Certainly in this country, we've got a couple of professional associations, BAPRAS and BARPS, which most plastic surgeons are members of and are accountable to. But still, there are surgeons who work outside these associations and really have to rely on their own ethics. We're all regulated by the GMC. But you have to question the what the surgeon was thinking of, and also what the patient was thinking of to request such a thing.
Well, she's thinking of fame. She's not done. She says she's not done it to attract men. She wants to put men off. But she's thinking of fame. She wants a reality show and everything like that. It's it's very dubious. In terms of plastic surgery in this country, what's the bulk of the work that you do? What's the demand? Is it reconstructive? How does your sort of workload balance out?
I specialise in breast surgery, so I'm exclusively do breast surgery at the moment. I left the NHS 2 years ago. I used to exclusively do breast reconstruction in the NHS, and so now the bulk of my work is cosmetic breast surgery.
Okay, and I take it, is there a high demand?
Yes, there is a high demand, but the surgery that I do is trying to enhance and restore people back to a normal position. People just want to look normal and natural, and I think there's a bit of a misconception that everyone wants to have huge unnatural breasts. Most people just want to look natural.
Right. Well, are you seeing a reversing trend where people are maybe had breasts enlargement and now come and say, no, I want them taken down in size?
Yes, there's definitely a trend in that. As patients get older and their goals change and their bodies change, then there's definitely a group of patients who want smaller implants or even the implants removed completely.
We're obsessed with boobs, aren't we, really?
We do seem to be.
Yes. Well, I'm sure it's provided a lucrative lifestyle. How do you get into that? I take it that the training is long and extensive and expensive.
It is. I mean, you start by obviously a medical degree, then you have to do surgical training, which takes 5 or 6 years, and then you have to do 6 years on top of that specialist training in plastic surgery, and then you subspecialise. And my subspecialty was in cancer reconstruction, which was mainly breast and head and neck, and then I went into exclusively breast.
Right, okay. Do you expect anybody to knock on your door now these pictures are out of this daft lass in Florida with a third breast? Do you expect anybody to knock on your door and say, I quite like that, I'd like one?
I sincerely hope not, because it's not something that I would consider.
I know. Well, have a look at the pictures. You've seen them. Thank you for your time this morning. Jonathan,
thanks,
thank
Lindsay.
You. There you go. Jonathan Stierno, who is a consultant plastic surgeon in Birmingham. I don't know whether I should recommend you look at the pictures or not. If it happened to be in your morning paper, then there you go. But I don't know. What's the world come to?